Welcome to the Visibility Strategies for Women Entrepreneurs podcast, where we empower female business owners to step boldly into the spotlight and claim the recognition they deserve. I'm your host, Tori Barker. I'm passionate about helping women like you transform your visibility into tangible business success. Each week on this show, we'll dive deep into game-changing strategies, share inspiring success stories from women who've mastered their visibility, and offer practical, actionable advice you can implement immediately. Whether you're just starting your entrepreneurial journey, pivoting your business model, or ready to elevate your existing presence to new heights, you'll discover effective approaches to create exciting opportunities and expand your reach. So let's harness the power of strategic visibility and grow your business together. Welcome to the show. What if the reason you feel stuck, exhausted, and invisible in your business is because you're too deep into the day-to-day? In this episode, I sit down with Rao West, a serial entrepreneur who scaled her company to 8 figures and sold it to Alaska Airlines. She shares the powerful shift from being the operator to becoming the owner of your business, and how systems, delegation, and letting go of control are the keys to reclaiming your time, growing your income, and becoming truly visible. If you're ready to work on your business instead of in it, this one's for you. We are back on the show. Thank you so much. Today, I have a guest with us today, Rao West. I am super excited to have you on the show. Rao, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks, Tori. It's fun to be here with you.
So let's jump in and have you tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, well, I'll just give you a thumbnail. I've been a serial entrepreneur for over 40 years. And that has been a journey that has taken us through many incarnations of different businesses. And the primary one, we live in Alaska. And so our main business was located in Anchorage, Alaska. And we ran the business for 25 years. And our exit was that we sold it to Alaska Airlines. And that was after growing the business to 8 digits in annual revenue. And then we went on, that was 17 years ago. And so we've gone on to start other businesses and in and out of different industries. And we're still going. We're not retiring. We're still moving. And I started a new business a couple of years ago called Rao West Living the Dream. And in this business, I am teaching entrepreneurs everything that I've learned throughout my 40 plus years. And primarily that's how to step back and be the owner of your business instead of the operator. You know, get out of that day-to-day struggle and work on your business instead of in it. Because, you know, I was there. I was the exhausted, overwhelmed, overweight, you know, out of shape entrepreneur who barely had time to sleep, much less take care of my family or talk to my husband. So,
yeah. Which I'm sure many people are in that struggle right now.
I think so. And for those of you who aren't, kudos.
Yeah.
But it took me quite a while to figure out how to get out of it. And so that's what I want to share so that people don't have to struggle as long as I did. I can make it a faster journey for you.
Yeah. So you talk about becoming owners and not operators. What does that transformation look like? And why is that so crucial to the long-term success of a business?
Oh, that's a great...
And for the business owner.
Yeah, well, that's a great question. The main reason is that if you want to grow your business and you're the one doing most of the work and making the decisions and answering all the questions and so forth, you actually become the bottleneck and you're impeding the company's growth. Not only that, but of course you're wearing yourself out and burnout and your health suffers and everything else. So for the sake of yourself and the business, you need to learn to let go a little bit, but don't just let go and let it drop. You need to learn how to properly delegate so that the people that are picking up the baton from you know exactly what you want them to do. You know what, if you're the orchestra leader, you got to tell them exactly what the tune is and what the beat is and, you know, all the timing and everything so that they play the tune properly. So there's an art to that. And that's what I teach, the art of delegating properly. And you set up systems so that everybody knows exactly what needs to be done and when and how. And it all requires quite a bit of work to get that set up because you have to document your standard operating procedures or your SOPs. And back when I started in business, over 40 years ago, we were just like writing things down, typing it up. But nowadays, I mean, just do a video, do a Loom, do something like that, whatever the easiest way to document your process. And then you can pass it on to somebody else, and you can use those proper, standard operating procedures as teaching tools to train your people. So if they're properly trained and they understand what the goals of the company are and they understand what your values and principles are, then they can carry forward and do what you want them to do and serve your customers the way you want them to be served.
Yeah. And so you're talking a lot about like the systems and being stuck in the day to day. And
Yes.
since the podcast is about visibility, you can't be visible if you're behind the scenes, stuck in the day to day. So, you mentioned SOPs. Would you say that's the first system or process that you have to put in place is documenting, or is there like another starting point to reflect on or look at for helping to get you out of that day to day?
I think SOPs is a great place to start. You could back up and start a little bit earlier, which is just taking a look at what your daily activities are. Take stock of what is eating up your time and how can you streamline some of that. Perhaps it's just, using some automation. I mean, when I say automation, I mean like get an app, get some AI tools. It doesn't have to be fancy, but do some things that help save you time. So you could start with just your own personal processes and how are you getting through the day? How are you prioritizing your work? How are you grouping your work together? And people talk about time blocking and so forth. And that's actually a great idea. It's like set aside time for each of these functions. So you're not, like if your inbox is anything like my inbox and your emails, it's like you could be checking it all day long, so maybe set aside the time. Okay, I check it first thing in the morning and then I check it at, 3 o'clock in the afternoon or whatever. But don't be just going in and out all day long because you find, your time is just gone before you know it. So chunking down the tasks, grouping them together, like this is the time that I'm going to focus on, paying bills, or this is the time that I'm going to check my emails. That's a good place, very, very elementary place to start. But then start documenting the processes that you're using to get the work done. And that is the first step to be able to pass it off to someone else so that you can say, okay, to onboard a client, for example, we do X, Y, and Z, and in this order, and that has to happen, and that has to happen. And then you can say, okay, now it's your turn. You get to onboard a client using this criteria.
And so, once I'm listening to you talk and I'm thinking about like the steps and the processes that, many business owners go through. I've gone through this experience as well as now you document and you have these processes in place. The next step is letting go. So how do you coach those entrepreneurs who have grown this business to the point that they are? This is
Yeah,
almost like their baby, right?
it
A lot
is.
of times it's something that they're so invested in. So how
Yes.
do you help them to let go so that they can start to move forward?
Yes, that you you're touching on another very important point, which is, your mindset. And you have to be willing to allow your baby to learn how to walk. You don't want to keep your baby stuck in the high chair or the playpen, its whole life. You want it to grow and become independent. And in order to do that, you have to be able to step back and say, okay, now you're going to take some steps. And yes, you're probably going to fall, but that's okay. You'll pick yourself up and you'll try again. And so I think you need to let go of that perfectionism need. Some of us are very control oriented, not speaking of myself necessarily, but you do need to allow other people to have their way of doing things. But here's the point. We learned from Robert Kiyosaki many, many years ago. We studied with him before he became famous and wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And he would talk about a fruit bowl theory of business. And he would say that there's a bowl, and the bowl might be made of wood or metal or glass or ceramic, you know, whatever your bowl is, and that's a static, firm shape. But the fruit inside the bowl can be, you know, grapes, oranges, bananas, you know, apples, whatever you want, and allow that fruit to, you know, lay in that bowl in its own way. So you establish the bowl and you establish what that firm criteria is. Like, this is the end result that I want. This is when it needs to be done. And, you know, some firm guidelines. And
Yeah.
then let them do it their way to get to that end result.
Yeah.
And allow for the fact that, okay, they may stumble a little bit, and then you don't criticize them or blame them. You just go back to the system and say, okay, is there another aspect to the standard operating procedures that I didn't spell out? Was I not clear enough? Was I not detailed enough? Let's go back to the system and correct that rather than making the person feel like a pile of, you know, poop.
And do you think there's a certain point in a business when you need to start documenting? Is it from the beginning? Is it in a midpoint? Is it in a growth phase? What is that point when you should start this process?
As soon as you can, you know, this newest business of mine is still only 2 years old, so it's kind of in its toddler stage. And so I'm realizing that, oh, in some cases, I have not followed my own advice. I have not written down as much as I tell other people to write down. And so you do have to get far enough into it so that you have some clarity about what you're doing. You
True.
can't document a system and a set of procedures if you don't really know what it is yet, because you're kind of groping and learning. So, but as soon as you understand that, oh, okay, this is how we have to do this, like, you know, booking a guest on a podcast, let's say,
Yeah.
okay, first of all, you know, you just kind of go in and you just book people and so forth. But as your podcast grows, you say, okay, I need to know this, 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 and this about this guest. And here's how we do the calendar. And here's how we set this up. And, you know, so then it becomes more clear as time goes on that this is the way it should be for it to run smoothly. And also allow for the fact that as you grow and evolve, those standard operating procedures will grow and evolve also. You know, the way you were doing it a year ago is maybe not as efficient as you've learned how to do it now. Particularly as everybody is learning to use AI. Well, that changes the landscape entirely. So, be sure to incorporate that into your standard operating procedures so that, you know, they're updated
Yeah.
and, you know, get additional efficiency wherever you can.
Yeah. Yeah, and so once we, get to that point, we've documented, we've, accepted the letting go of control and trusting other people with our business. Sometimes I encounter entrepreneurs who are at a revenue challenge, right? So they know that they need to bring on help, but how do you overcome some of those objectives, where you've built these systems and now you're trying to grow your business, but revenue becomes a challenge. Is that something that you
Yes.
can speak to and maybe advise some of the listeners?
Sure. And I think we need to make a distinction between revenue and profit.
Very true.
I had to learn that really early on. I was only looking at the top line revenue and was not looking at my bottom line, and that was a problem.
Yeah.
So I had to learn how to focus on both. And I think that you can, you know, it's always a guessing game as to, like, okay, what's next year's revenue going to be? You can't know for sure, but certainly you have a target, you have a goal. And so then you design your business plan, your budget around that goal. And oftentimes the growth is not in like a whole FTE, full-time equivalent block. It's like, oh, I don't have enough extra work to hire a full-time person. So can I contract with somebody for a certain number of hours and then allow that to grow? That's a great tool for growing a small business where you need to make sure that your revenue is sort of on a par with your expenses and not get the let the expenses get too far out ahead of you. And I've
Yeah,
seen
great
businesses
point.
fail where they just inflated their overhead incredibly because they had these grandiose ideas of their growth and it killed the business. They just didn't make it. So I think today it's so easy to get a virtual assistant or to hire somebody on a contract basis so that your expenses can grow incrementally along with your revenue. And that way you make sure that you have the profit in line. So I think that it's very easy to take baby steps in that kind of growth, but you have to watch it.
Yeah, that's great advice because, a lot of people hear external stories of people who've become successful and what to do and how to do it. And they think, I need to hire employees and I've got to do all of these steps, but it has to be unique and specific to your situation, right? And
Absolutely.
those are situations that you have to understand that, I can't bring in an employee right now. A contractor is going to do just what I need them to do, and it's going to help you ex get to that growth point
Yes.
without the overhead and learning at what inflection or growth point that you can bring on an employee. So I'm
Yeah.
glad that you pointed that out.
Yeah, and if you're bringing on an employee that is helping you bring in more revenue,
True.
then that's a different
True.
situation.
Different
And it's
story.
like, okay, how much can you bring in? And maybe tie their compensation to how much they can bring in so that there's a little incentive there. It's like, well, if you're able to bring in enough to cover a higher compensation to you, then yeah, you get it.
Yeah.
But the revenue has to be there in order for you to be paid.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah, exactly. I always think of I learned early on, is this employee or person an expense to the business, or are they a revenue a
yes.
revenue piece of employee or contractor to the
Well,
business?
and in some cases, the business owner is the best salesperson, which is fine. But if they're also trying to produce the product and serve the customers, then they can't go out and bring in more sales. So you can bring in other people to support you so that you have more time to go out and bring in more revenue. So you have to look at that way too. It's like where does the rubber meet the road, in terms of, who's going to be the rainmaker and bring the revenue in, and how can you support that person to have the time to do it?
Through the course of your career and the businesses that you've grown and sold, talk a little bit about your personal visibility and how maybe that changed from your first business to where you are today. I'd love to hear about kind of your own personal visibility experience.
Okay, well, we're going back over 4 decades, back to the Stone Ages. So when I started my first business, I was a marketing consultant and I was just a solopreneur. And visibility was all about getting out and meeting people and networking. And we didn't have internet, so it was, one-on-one handshakes and handing out business cards and being a volunteer, joining committees and joining the local trade associations and so forth, so that people would know who you are. And I think there's a lot about that that hasn't changed. The manner in which you do it has changed because you can do a lot of your networking online now and through Zoom meetings and so forth, but you still need to get your face and your personality out there. And we don't exchange paper business cards much anymore. We do, technology has, e-cards and so forth that we can exchange, but you still need to be out there and make your presence known. So if it's on social media, then you need to decide what your presence is going to be and how you're going to be out there consistently and at what frequency. So that's an important piece. But if you're the thing that is driving your business, the person, your face and your name needs to be out there. And that hasn't changed. Our big business that we sold to Alaska Airlines after running it for 25 years, our main visibility was not about us individually, it was about the company. And we were doing a lot of television advertising. And that was the thing. Radio, newspaper, television. And we were also well known in the community, and we made ourselves even more well known by being very generous. We gave to a lot of the local nonprofits, and that raised the visibility of our business and made us very popular with the community. So yeah, there's ways to do that as a company. So there's both, the individual visibility and then your company's visibility. And I think the one thing that I would recommend is that decide what you want your image to be. Write down or get clear on what your values and principles are, and that's the foundation for your company culture. And maybe you have your own personal culture, like who am I and what do I want my name and my reputation to stand for? Get clear about that and then make sure that you project that in everything that you do.
Absolutely. I love that you touched on that point because it's really important to understand personal brand, business brand, and what you stand for because those are going to be the cornerstone of what people know you for and your reputation. So you have to get clear on that before you can really put yourself out there. And to the other point of the visibility sort of tactics that you used, some of that, like you said, hasn't changed much. It's amplified more now, but some of those tried and true methods are still cornerstones to visibility for company growth. So it's fun to see through your story the evolution of visibility and how, some has changed, some has not, and there's some still tried and true methods.
Yes. Well, it's like I teach principles, and principles don't change over time. So the technology and the tactics and the strategies may change over time, but the basic principles are pretty much consistent. I mean, if you went back 200 years, it would still be the same. You still need to have people know who you are and what you do and what
Absolutely.
you stand for.
Absolutely. So I know that you have a mastermind that you are doing now. Tell
Yes.
us a little bit about what that mastermind is and what people can achieve from attending the mastermind.
Well, thanks for asking that question. So the mastermind is a 12-month program, and with that, I take a small group of entrepreneurs who are I'm looking for 7 to 8 figure businesses, could be high 6 figure, but people who have already gotten established. And I'm going to take them through my 6 principles. I developed an online course, so we'll be going through the contents of the course, but also some more personalized, what each business is dealing with. And the members of the mastermind will help each other as well as getting help from me. And we'll meet once a month for an hour and a half, and everybody will have time to share what challenges they're dealing with and how they can meet their growth goals and so forth. And we'll work together. There'll be an online community for more sharing and interacting. And hey, I've got a question about this. Does anybody, know how to solve this problem? And they can get that kind of feedback and support and a little bit of peer pressure too, to make sure that they're staying on track and not letting it drop. Because it's easy for a busy entrepreneur to say, oh, I don't have time to do that. I've just got to take care of the business. But if you don't stop and take time to work on your growth, your personal growth, as well as the business's growth, you're not going to get ahead. You're going to stagnate.
Yeah, absolutely. And having that collaborative space and accountability and somebody to coach them with experience like you have is a hugely valuable asset to have. So it sounds like an amazing program you're building.
Yeah, well, thank you. Yes, and I encourage anybody who's interested to get in touch with me. It's easy, Ral West. You can find me on LinkedIn and YouTube and website and everything.
All of the visibility platforms, right?
I am very visible. I've made sure of that. Yes.
So let's wrap this up with one piece of advice that you'd offer our female entrepreneurs who are ready to scale, but maybe they're afraid of letting go of the control.
I think that the best advice that I can give is to have some faith and trust in yourself and, have confidence, enough confidence to say, I can do this. I can make this happen. So get out of your own way and give yourself some faith and trust in your own abilities and then go for it. Don't let anything stop you.
I love that. So wonderful. Great advice. I think anyone should definitely take that advice to heart. So, Ral, thank you so much for being a guest. I know you mentioned you're on all the platforms. Do you have a favorite social platform where people can reach out to you? And feel free to share your website where they can visit to learn more about you.
Yeah, thanks, Tori. I'm very visible on LinkedIn, and I have a newsletter that comes out once a week. It's free. I encourage everyone to subscribe to Ral's Success Principles and follow me on LinkedIn. You can also find me on Facebook and Instagram, but LinkedIn is where I put a lot of content. So it's free advice. Tons of it. So go there.
Amazing.
And also, my website is ralwest.com and the YouTube channel is Ral West.
Awesome. Well, thank you again. It's been a pleasure to speak with you, learn from you, have you as a guest, and I'm just honored to have you here today. So thank you so much.
Well, I appreciate your time and having me on, Tori. Thank you.